You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
If you've been watching any of the news events that have unfolded recently, you'll see that there was an unfortunate accident that took place at Implats's Rustenburg operation that led to some injuries and some fatalities. We're going to take a look at that in relation to mine safety in general. I'm joined on the line by the CEO of the Minerals Council of South Africa, Mzila Mtenjane, to take a look at this. Mzila, thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with the mining space. I mean, the importance of mining safety, obviously, the procedures and the policies that industry has in place to limit and hopefully avoid these sorts of events.
Yes, now thank you very much for having me. And maybe let me just start off by expressing our deepest condolences to the loss of life of 11 employees from Impala, as well as those who are still in hospital and have survived, of which there are about 75. And wish them a speedy recovery. To your question of the importance of safety, this is the number one priority for every leader in mining. And by leader, I'm not only referring to the top job in terms of the CEO, but everyone in mining is a leader when it comes to safety and protecting their safety and the safety of others. And it's a number one agenda whenever we start meetings. It is something that is absolutely top of mind when employees first report to work, because this is what provides the context for safe work and for productive work. And more importantly, to ensure that people who come to work are able to return home to their families.
Mzila, what initiatives has the Mining Council been involved in to promote safety and to provide sort of safety resources and information to the industry?
So I think in the first instance, each mine, and with different mines being designed differently depending on the nature of the commodity, they will have their safety programs and safety procedures and protocols, as well as policies, and they will have structures that they put in place to in terms of employment and organograms to make sure that safety is a daily practice and a culture. From a Minerals Council perspective, as an employer representative body, the most important thing is ensuring that we maintain good safety performance across our members, and we do that by learning from one another. Learning from unfortunate incidents that happen, such as what happened in Impala, as well as any of the other members, but also learning from good practices and where we see our members, you know, consistently improving on their safety. And so what we have in that regard, on a monthly basis, we have an hour of learning, which is meetings attended by the CEOs. We have every quarter the CEO Zero Harm Forum, also led by CEOs in terms of, and these platforms provide for strategic conversations and decision making around what needs to happen to ensure that we maintain safety good safety performance. We also arrange campaigns that are industry-wide. Currently, we have a campaign called Kumbulekhaya, which really speaks to what that name means in Zulu, as in remember home. And this is about people, you know, making sure that they come to work with the right mindset, recognizing that mining is different to any other place, or is different from their place of where they live. And they need to be very conscious to safety and remember that they have a place to go back to when they're finished home, and really need to be vigilant and diligent when working in a mining setup.
Mzila, would you say we've seen a reduction in the overall number of incidents and fatalities if you were to compare the mining industry to, say, 10 years ago?
No, absolutely. I mean, I remember having worked in the industry for the past 20 years or so, there were in excess of 1,000 fatals per year in the 80s. In 2003, that was brought down to about 270. And in 2022, we had a record performance whilst, you know, from a numerical perspective, coming down from 270 in 2003 to 49 fatals in 2022. That is significant. It is still 49 too many, as one is too many people should a fatal have. So we have seen significant improvement, and it's really been a function of, I would attribute firstly, more vigilance on the part of legislation, and secondly, and equally important, as a result of that legislation, in working in partnership with government in terms of the DMRE, making sure that leadership, as I said, is top of mind, and the decisions that are taken at the top are cascaded through to the face, ensuring training on safety performance. There's an important appointment of safety personnel, but as I said before, everyone is a leader in safety, and so all of those efforts combined, there isn't any one particular effort that I can attribute to this improvement, but it's a combination of these efforts as well as consistent improvement and learning from past experiences as well.
Mzila, these efforts are obviously notable, as you mentioned. I mean, those stats are showing signs of significant improvement. Where it relates to fatalities like the accident that happened in Impala's situation, can you potentially share what sorts of factors might be causing these incidents? I mean, it's very difficult, obviously, for you to speculate specifically with the Impala situation, but just from an industry point of view, what the industry has noted still needs to be addressed, and what measures other stakeholders like government can come to the party with to ensure that we get that 49 down to zero?
Yeah. So the type of accident that took place at Impala is a very, very rare type of accident. And, you know, one can look at it firstly from a perspective, when last did we have an accident where we had such a large number of lives lost and injured in a single event? And the last event was probably, you know, 5 to 10 years ago. And then secondly, you look at when was this type of accident in terms of vertical shaft, which would typically be gold or platinum mining or some of the underground coal mines. But in terms of the depth, it's also been, you know, a long time since this happened. One of the biggest of these, you may recall, was the Vares disaster in Northwest Province, as well in the gold mining industry. And accidents of this nature are rare because typically these systems are well-designed systems with high safety factors, and so when something happens, it is usually very unusual and unforeseen, and so with this type of accident in Impala, it is something that we had not seen in a while. It is still too early, as you said, to speculate in terms of what the causes were, and there will be investigations. And I'm happy that, you know, the DMRE is supporting Impala. We are supporting Impala, and we'll really be making sure that we learn in terms of how to avoid these types of incidents, because we do see mining in South Africa growing beyond where we are through exploration going forward, through new mines that may be either open cast or underground, and the adoption of technology is an avenue of improvement in as far as continue to improve mine safety and operation.
The hope is that these fatalities do get down to zero, and that we do not see lives lost in the pursuit of mining activities. Thanks so much, Mzila. That's Mzila Mtenjane, who is the CEO of the Minerals Council of South Africa, giving us a sense of mining safety in South Africa and the significant strides that have been made in that respect.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.